Finalist number three is Mike Chen from the Department of Physics and Astronomy on the origin of stars, unveiling hidden forces.
When you wake up in the morning, feeling the warmth and embrace of the sun, have you ever wondered, where does that life-giving star came from? Much like its 400 billion siblings in our own Milky Way, stars are forged deep within the molecular clouds, much like the first picture shown above, where the density inside a gas is high enough for the clouds to collapse and condense into stars. But when you look at a picture like that, you gotta wonder, with space being so big and vast, how exactly do these gas get up and came together in the way they are? The same way when you look at the picture of the sheep from the aerial picture and wonder, the sheep are free to roam anywhere on the field. Why are they in the configuration that they are in? Are they attracted simply by things like gravity, by their mutual affection? Or is there something more, like an unseen predator, driving them to come together? And to solve that puzzle, what we need is actually understanding the motion of the gas, as well as where the gravity is pulling from. So what I did is I take this radio telescope, bigger than the size of the football field, and scan across the entire cloud to gather information like motion and density. And with those, instead of analyzing them one by one, I can put them into a computer and reconstruct the information landscape, not too different from the picture shown in the last panel. And by taking advantage of mathematical property of this information, I can deploy an army of walkers and get them to walk uphill until they reach the ridge of the landscape, where it tells you where the gas is densest and where the gravity is pulling the strongest. And so once we figure those out, I can do my analysis and realizing the gas is actually not accelerating the fastest near the ridge of this cloud, where gravity should be doing most of the job. It's actually accelerating the most actually from the outer skirts of the cloud. And this tells us that gravity alone is not enough. What you need is the additional force. It turns out the turbulence of the cloud is actually driving and pushing the gas together to create enough density to collapse and form into stars. And so, my friends, this is the secret to our own origin. This is how you make stars.